I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it. I need you to lock in today. I need you to give me your undivided attention. I know my voice sounds a little raspy. I'm probably going to be coughing a little bit. I've been very sick. I'm just getting my voice back. I'm going to try not to yell as much just to keep my voice. But you know me, I can't contain that conviction and passion. But today is special. Today is one of these episodes that whether you get it now or you get it later, it's something that is going to change your life. It's something that is so powerful. It's been powerful for me. A lot of you have been asking about the Self-Worth Method program that's coming very soon. Make sure you're following me on socials, which I know a lot of you do. Make sure you're in tune with that information to come out. But this is a part of the program. This is one of the small things that I'm teaching. Like self-worth, and you hear it in my voice. I'm so passionate about it because it's the reason why I started rehab time. It's the reason why I do what I do. It's the core of who I am and why I want to help people. Because so many people struggle with their self-worth. So many people struggle with actually accepting themselves and having confidence in themselves. And so I know this episode is just a brief taste. I won't be before you long. But it's something that you really need to listen to over and over and over and over until you get it. There's something that you need to share on your socials. I promise people will thank you. Because we all deal with this. Whether we want to admit it or not, consciously, subconsciously, unconsciously, we all deal with this. We all deal with this battle. This battle between the external and the internal. This battle between knowing who we are versus who the world wants us to be. This battle between status versus worth. And I just want to say right now, status is what the world gives you. And we're going to break this down. And to my entrepreneurs on here, my influence on here, whatever title you give yourself, don't leave. Because some of you might hear this and say, oh, I got to get off this episode. This is an episode that you need to hear. And I'm going to be transparent with you right now. Like I always am. But I want to have this moment. I'm going to be very quick because I don't want to take too much time today. So make sure my voice can get through this. But I knew this year would be the hardest year of my life, not just because of the things that I went through, but because what I knew was going to come after that. And I knew that knowing me, that I was going to go on this journey of really focusing, trying to figure out what truly matters in my life. And I knew from my creative standpoint, my creativity was going to be put in a box. Because I'm not a person that just puts stuff out just to put stuff out. I'm a person that has to create from a place that truly matters. And for me, my creativity was in a place of bondage, if that makes any sense, because of all the hurt, the suffering, the questions, the uncertainty I was going through this year. And I knew with that what was going to come. I knew some things were going to suffer. I knew some things were going to fall off. I knew some things were going to slow down. Because this world is about what have you done for me lately? And my journey through football taught me that. So I wasn't surprised. And so since 25, I've been on this mission. And this is where you really need to listen up. I've been on this mission of trying to figure out what worth is really about. Because when I lost my status, I lost my worth. And so we fast forward to this year. I didn't lose my worth during this season. Even though some status things changed because I wasn't showing up consistently. But I didn't lose myself in that because I knew that was going to come with me choosing my peace over people, with me choosing my peace over profit, with me choosing my peace, honestly, over my position. I knew that was going to come, but so many people suffer because they're chasing status. And I want to tell you, like, listen to me. Like, finish this episode. Share this with somebody. Tag it to me. I'm going to be sharing all day, but finish it. Because some of you, what I'm about to say, are going to get off because you're going to start feeling a certain type of way. The truth hurts, but it always helps. And I need you to understand this. If you're going to live a peaceful, fulfilled life, a fulfilled life that doesn't matter what's going on outside of you. It doesn't matter how many people support you or not support you. How many people turn their back on you, etc. You can still live a fulfilled life not dependent on the things that are going on outside of you. But I need you to understand this truth. There's a major difference between status and worth. And you know what most people do? I've been guilty of this. You've probably been guilty of this. Most people mistake their status for their worth. Most people think that they have to become something in order to become someone. Most people think they have to become something in order to become someone because this is how the world is programmed. And I'm not just going to blame the world. But even since we're little kids, we feel like, oh, I have to be the best at this. And listen, I'm the one of the most competitive people that you will know. But I had to realize, even in my competitive nature of becoming the best, am I trying to become the best for other people to validate me? Am I trying to become the best for other people so I can have their affirmations of who I am? Or am I trying to become the best for myself? Because status is given to you by the world. Worth is given to you by your creator. That's the difference. And most of us, if we're being honest, we live our whole life trying to please the world, trying to please strangers, trying to please other people, trying to seek their validations, seek their affirmations, seek their confirmations. I mean, if you look at people's profiles, and some people might take this, get a little sensitive here, and don't take this out of context because this world, I get it, it's like this. I have stuff on my social media that has, you know, oh, number one, this or that. I've tried to remove as much as I can. If you go to my Instagram, you'll see, and it's been like this for a while. You know what my bio says? It says, just a guy that wants to help lives. I could easily put in there the top speaker in the world. I can easily put in there, you know, I've helped so many influencers that are now influencing the world. I can easily put those things, but I don't want to be a person of status. I want to be a man of worth. I don't want you to just be a person of status. I want you to be a human being of worth. If you look at people's bios, right, they have all these things. I'm the number one this. I've helped this many people. I've done this. I've done this. And even though those things are true, nothing wrong with that. We put and say those things because we want to be validated by other people. And I wish the world wasn't like that. I wish we saw people's goodness, not because of all their accomplishments. And I salute accomplishments. I salute the legendary things that we all have done in our lives. But I wish that we got to experience the person before we got to see the accomplishments and let our experience with the person validate to us who they are and their greatness, because there's so many people in this world that don't have the status, that are way above average. They don't have the status, but are legendary people. But they never get the shot because they don't have the status that the world wants us to have. And I've seen so many people like literally attach their worth to their status and how their status is in life. That's how they feel about themselves. just even online, and you look at people's bios, and you ask yourself, are these people saying this just to impress me? Are they saying this because they're truth? Are they saying these things because it really matters to them? And I know with myself, I can only speak for me. I had to change that. I want you guys to love me because of my heart, not because of some statistics. And that's the thing, right? Most people think they have to become something in order to become someone when you've already been a something, quote unquote, an incredible something in that. But most people, and I hope this is not you, some people even listen to this podcast, most people will spend their whole entire life chasing status. Most people will spend their whole entire life trying to chase this American dream. As I always said, just to find out, it's only half of what it seems. That's why I always preach this. If you can't be fulfilled with nothing, then I promise you will never be fulfilled with everything. Why? Because status doesn't fill the voids. And just to be real with you, status in this world, often what it does is magnify the voids. That's why you see so many people, right? You often see so many people that end up finding success, but will oftentimes end up losing themselves with it. Because status, and listen to me, status doesn't deliver the fulfillment that your soul needs. It might, you know, put a Band-Aid over your insecurities, but it's not going to secure your insecurities. Status is what the world gives you. But worth, as I already told you earlier, is what you were born with. Status can be taken away, right? What happens when they stop loving you? What happens when you fall off? What happens when you make a mistake? What happens when you get bored with it? Right? Status can be taken away. And I think about this because I like to forward think. I like to think about 10 years, 20 years, 40 years down the line. And some people can care less about that, but I like to think about that because I know that's going to show up, and I always like to prepare myself for those times. I like to prepare myself for the future. So I always check in with myself. Trent, how are you making sure that you're finding fulfillment within yourself and not outside of yourself? How are you making sure that you're not allowing status to dictate how you feel about yourself? How are you making sure you're not allowing this world to dictate how you feel about you? Because the truth is, and you got to hear me and hear me clear, and this is facts. Status can be taken away. Worth is something that you give away. And so many of us, we give away our worth. We give it away. We give it away our true peace inside. We give it away because of status, because of people, because so many things. So understand, what you have or don't have shouldn't be determining factors on how you feel about yourself. Your circumstances, i.e. your statuses in life, shouldn't be the foundation of your self-esteem. And I want to make sure I say this again. I'm not telling you not to go achieve more. Go achieve more. But what I'm saying is, who you are has nothing to do with what you have. Write that down. Send that to me. Play this audio on a video so people can hear it, because the world needs to echo this. What you have. Or I'll put it like this. Who you are has nothing to do with what you have. And when you truly understand that, freedom is something that I promise you, my friend, that you will frequently experience. Jim Carrey has so many things that I love that he talks about. Some people think he's whatever, but I loved some of the things that Jim Carrey talks about. One of the things that I saw he talked about was about depression. He said a lot of us are depressed because we can't keep up with the character that we're portraying to the world. And so we become depressed because we need rest from that character. And a lot of that character is wrapped around status. Again, we're being something that the world wants us to be, and we've been taught that since we're a little kid. Oh, this is what they laugh at. Oh, this is where they see me significant at. Okay, cool, let me become that. And there's nothing wrong with becoming what's pure to you. But again, some of us are losing ourselves in this journey because we're not being what's pure to us. We're being what other people want us to be. But Jim Carrey has this quote that I love, and I've said this many times, and I want you to fight hard to really get this rooted in your soul. He said, I hope everybody can get rich and famous and will have everything they ever dreamed of so they will know that it's not the answer. I hope everybody can get rich and famous. I hope everybody can have all the followers in the world, all the success in the world, all the likes and comments in the world, all the validation and significance in the world. And get everything you ever dreamed of so you can see that it's not the answer. And I'll tell you right now, you're not fulfilled because something is missing. You're not fulfilled because you're not seeing what's truly there. Like, don't live this life leaving behind what truly matters, chasing after something that doesn't. Right? Don't live this life leaving behind the things that truly matter. And you heard me say this and echo this, right? What truly matters? Don't live this life leaving behind those things. And only you can determine what those things are. Don't leave behind those things chasing after something that doesn't. And you might think that it does right now because people love you for it, because you might be making some money off of it. And I'm not telling you to end your business or anything like that. Don't take this out of context. What I'm telling you is to center your soul around the things that are really a hard foundation, a foundation of rock, not sand, a foundation of real, not fake. Because I don't want you to get everything and you realize, like, dang, I still need this. Or you lose everything, you realize, dang, I felt like I wasn't worth anything, even though I had everything. I had everything that meant nothing. And I can't tell you how many times in my life where I hit that pinnacle that I felt like I wasn't worth anything, even though I had everything, because my definition of everything was off. And I'm not saying you can't have all the things that you have in your bio. I'm not saying you can't have all the things that you desire and want and go achieve. I'm not telling you can't make the world go respect your greatness. But if your worth is tied to those things, you're going to realize that you have everything that means nothing.
Hey, you, here's something that you might not know about me. I am an Airbnb host. I first started hosting on Airbnb about 2 years ago. I have a cabin called Protect Your Peace Cabin in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and it's magical. Just imagine waking up to the fresh scent of pine in the air from the trees, right in the middle of the woods. You have a jacuzzi. We have a fire pit that makes great conversations at night. A grill, and guess what? Even in the morning, you can catch a few deer in the backyard. I spend so much time making this cabin the perfect escape for me and my family to unwind and fully relax. But truth is, I only use it a few times a year. But now, with Airbnb, I'm making good use of my space all year round and earning extra cash at the same time. Let me tell you my top three reasons on why I love hosting on Airbnb. Number one, it brings extra income. I love sharing my home with friends and guests, and now I can get paid to do so. Number two, beautiful memories. When people reach out and tell me how much they enjoyed their stay and had a great trip, I love being a part of it. It's the best feeling to me. And number three, it's easy. Even with my busy schedule as an entrepreneur and speaker, I can still make time to be an Airbnb host. I can't think of a better business idea that just takes a few hours a week to manage. And now with my book tour coming up, I'm thinking of putting my regular home on Airbnb too, so I can host guests while I'm on the road for a month or so. A lot of people don't even realize they may have an Airbnb of their own right under their noses. They may even overcomplicate it. You can Airbnb your place or your spare room, even if you're out of town for a few days or for a few weeks. So whether you have an investment property or extra bedrooms in your home, hosting on Airbnb is a great way to earn extra income. Next time you're planning a trip, or want to share those extra spaces, consider hosting on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at Airbnb.com/host. That's Airbnb.com/host to find out how much your home is worth.
Just to be transparent, you know, status hid my insecurities from the world, but it didn't make them disappear from my mind. Yeah, I can cover my life with statuses. You can cover your life with status. It can hide your insecurities from the world. That's why we don't think celebrities go through nothing, because we just look at their status. It can hide those insecurities from the world, but it will never make them disappear from your mind. And I want to be clear about this. There's no amount of status, no amount of status, any status, that can make you truly escape your reality. The things that you don't deal with will end up dealing with you. And that's facts. So this is what I'm telling you. And I'm going to be brief with this. Number one, status has nothing to do with your worth. Please understand that. Your position in the world doesn't determine the worth in your soul. Financial status doesn't determine your worth. Social status doesn't determine your worth. Relationship status doesn't determine your worth. Friendship status doesn't determine your worth. You get the picture. This world can't give you what God has already gave you. Number two, second thing I want you to understand is who you are isn't determined by what you have. And I want that to sit with you, especially in the era that we're in. And who am I to tell somebody what to post, what to write? I can't do that. But I just want that line to sit with your heart. Who you are isn't determined by what you have. I don't ever want you to think that you gotta become this or have all of this stuff or become this certain person. Like I talk about the bios, I'm joking, but I'm not joking. Where I gotta write all these things, or I gotta buy ad space that I consider marketing, but really I know somebody that works there that's throwing me in a magazine. I'm probably gonna lose some people here. When I didn't even work for it, but I'm gonna put myself in there and, you know, just to, you know, be that and look like that and not work for that. Or, you know, I'm gonna get around this, I'm gonna pay this person to say this about me so I can have some credibility. If that's a part of the marketing plan, I'm not knocking that at all. But don't think you're special because you got to have all of that. You're special because you're you. And that's what I'm trying to get you to understand today. That your worth has nothing to do with your damn status. I don't care if you're a brokenaire or a millionaire or a billionaire. Your worth is your worth. I don't care if you've been in 20 failed relationships or you've been in one solid marriage. Your worth is still your worth. I don't care if you have negative followers versus a million. Your worth is still your worth. I don't care if you have a green check, blue check, purple check, yellow check, green check, red check. Your worth is still your worth. Please understand that, man. Who you are isn't determined by what you have. Inner peace is more valuable than any external success. And a lot of influencers won't tell you that, but I will. And I'm a person that has experienced it all. If I told you some of my statistics, it would blow your mind, but I don't determine my life by those things. I don't want you to be impressed by my numbers. I want you to be impressed by my heart. I don't want you to be impressed by some stuff you read online about me. I want you to be impressed by how I serve. But I got to tell you that inner peace is more valuable than any external success. Any external success. Listen to me. Tattoo that, write that down. Your inner peace is more valuable than any external success that this world can offer you. Am I telling you to don't go achieve external success? No, go get all of it. But don't lose your inner peace for it. When you truly understand that the most valuable thing that you can possess is something, oh my gosh, man. I'm about to leave, all right? But I want you to get this. When you truly understand that the most valuable thing you could possess is something that the world can't give you because it's something that you already have, that's when you'll be truly successful, my friend. And I want to be clear. There's nothing wrong with achieving more, becoming more, being more. Please don't take that from this message. There's nothing that there's, oh my gosh. I'm going to leave it at that. There's nothing wrong with achieving more, being more, and becoming more. There's nothing wrong with taking your life to higher heights, higher places. Just remember, you're worth it, not because of what you achieve, not because of who you are, not because of how many people follow you, not because of all the statistics, all the accolades, not because of any of that. There's nothing that the world can say about you or validate in you that hasn't already been validated by God. That hasn't been already validated by God. I really hope that you truly believe now that your worth lives inside of you and not outside of you. And that status is something that the world gives you, something that the world can take away. But worth is something, my friend, that the only way it leaves you is if you give it away. Or you start defining your worth by the wrong things like status in this world. I love you. I appreciate you. If you find it on your heart, share this episode with somebody. Because I need somebody to know, no matter what their status is in any area of their life, that they're special. And when they turn off the noise from this world that's telling them the lies and making them think that they gotta be who they see online or on TV to become someone special, they'll realize that they already are that person that's special. This episode really means a lot to me. And I hope that you really take it to heart. Let me know what it did for you, your favorite quote. Hit me on IG like always. Make sure you share. And what I'm going to do if you got to the end of this, for those that have some cool creative ways of sharing this podcast, usually video, I mean, y'all have some cool stuff to do it, but make sure you tag me on IG. I'm going to pick a few of y'all and actually video chat in IG, right, in FaceTime and talk about this topic a little bit more. All right. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Like I always tell you, it all starts with you. Straight up. Let's get it. Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a Community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that Community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number. They're added to the group. And then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my Rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.